T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NBA Insider, co-host of NBA This Week and Warriors Wrap-Up, Matt Steinmetz with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Steiny, good morning. Your thoughts on last night's officiating?
I didn't really notice one way or the other what was going on. What happened?
Second quarter was interesting. Houston's 35 of 39 from the line last night.
I don't know if you know this, they've got a player named James Harden who just is relentless. And he actually puts the officials in a tough position that they have to almost make a call every single play because he's just a master at initiating contact. Some nights, Joe, I don't know how familiar you are with just sports in general, but some nights...
Not at all.
You know, officials, teams get a tougher whistle from officials. Other times, it's less tough. It's all part of the game. It's something that athletes themselves really don't pay attention to nearly as much as the fans, and more specifically, perhaps, gamblers.
Yeah, it's a good point, Steiny, because Draymond never gets teed up or anything. He never argues any call. So you're probably right. We pay more attention to the officiating than Draymond does.
Well, Draymond Green is an outlier.
Outlier.
Obviously got some... Oh, absolutely. Draymond Green is absolutely an outlier. So what do you want to talk about? You want to get into the officials?
That was just an opening question. Steiny, didn't expect you to, to take that tack. It was a bit unexpected, but let's talk about the efforts of James Michael McAdoo, Steiny. 4 minutes, one block. What impressed you the most about his four-minute stint?
What impressed me the most was that he got cracked in the head, was bleeding profusely, and still managed to get up in a hurry, run to the locker room, and get himself stitched up. That was the most impressive thing. But I do think in the 3 minutes he played, he was very active. He had a block shot.
It's 4 minutes.
Switched out. Was it four?
Yeah, 359, according to my official box score. One assist, one block. He was a plus +7. Those were pretty impactful 4 minutes, weren't they?
Very impactful for him, absolutely. He actually got switched out on Harden a couple times, did a nice job on him. I'm surprised. Why are you picking on? Why did McAdoo stick out for you last night, though, may I ask?
A good defensive stretch, I think, at a point where they really needed it. And, the plus +7 really popped for me.
Sure, sure. The plus +7, I think, was the second highest on the team. Next to Iguodala's plus +10, but you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, Curry was a plus +9, but yeah.
Steiny, let's get to some real basketball. Let me save you.
Thank you. Stop. You know, they can stop the baiting now, Lo. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, sure. And what about the three ball last night? You know, when you look at the Rockets, they're one of the best three-point shooters in the game. What was the biggest thing, the biggest difference last night for the non-production? They really didn't have that three ball falling.
I think it all stems from the way the Warriors can guard James Harden. I really do. I mean, if you take Klay Thompson and Andre Iguodala, and then you even throw in there Draymond Green and James Michael McAdoo, who sometimes gets switched out on him, I can't imagine there's a team in the NBA any better at defending James Harden. So if they're defending James Harden really well, that means they're going to contest his three-point shots. But because they do such a nice job on Harden and his penetration, even when he tries to make a move, they don't have to slough off Houston shooters to the degree that other teams do because they can do such a good individual job on Harden. That's what I think. And so Harden either is going to take a shot that I think is a little tougher than normal for him just because he's getting guarded by Thompson or Iguodala. And then I think if he does make a pass or make a play to a three-point shooter, they're not as open as they are against other teams because the Warriors don't have to help quite as much against Harden because their individual defense against him is so good. That's what I'm seeing. I was thinking about this last night. The Warriors just have so many players – they can have defend James Harden. I think they just wear him out. I really do. And I think over the course of a seven-game series, it may be the difference in why the Warriors will beat the Houston Rockets. I think Harden in game one, I mean, he's so good he can kind of win a game for you himself because he controls so much of the game. But the Warriors have a way of defending him that just makes it so difficult for him to do that because he's got to play almost a nearly perfect game.
Matt Steinmetz with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. When Durant went down, Andre Iguodala, prior to that, but mostly after that, really stepped up and took his game to another level. He's in a contract year. What do you think the future holds? Is there any way the Warriors will find a way to retain him next season?
That's a great question. He may be playing himself out of a contract with the Warriors right now. If you're a GM and you were watching Iguodala, let's say, the first half of the year, you would say, okay, he's not really the player he used to be, and he's not consistent anymore. But if you've watched him the last 6 or 7 weeks, I think if you're a GM, you're thinking, man, that player right there can help me. He can help me in a big way. I think the question you have to ask yourself is, how real is this? Can he string together two more seasons like he's playing the last two or so months? I don't know. I think it was going to be tough to keep Iguodala anyway if they want to keep Durant. But if he's playing like this, I think it's going to be doubly tough. And the other thing I think that's a factor with Iguodala, he knows he's on his last contract. He knows this is probably it for him if he can get a 3-year deal. So a player like that is not likely to take a pay cut to stay with a specific team. I think he's more likely to take as much as he can get on that last contract.
Draymond Green, 19-9 during the game, but headlines made afterwards, Steiny, with his comments about the Raiders moving to Las Vegas, saying fans shouldn't go or that he wouldn't go to future Oakland Raider games. What did you make of his comments, and do you think that Draymond Green should stay in his lane and not worry about other sports and relocation?
No, not at all. In fact, I think that what Draymond Green is thinking about and how he's thinking about approaching the next 2 or 3 years is what we're all thinking about and how we're going to approach the Raiders. Dibs, you live in Oakland. I live in Oakland. I've been thinking the last few days, okay, what am I going to do? Am I going to go to any more Raider games? I usually go to one or two a year. Am I going to go to any Raiders games? And on the one hand, I say, no chance. I'm not giving this guy and this organization any more of my money. Absolutely not. He's leaving. On the other hand, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know what? I really enjoy myself out at the Raider games. It's a great environment. You get to know a lot of people. Everybody's friendly. So why would I want to take that away from myself? Why would I want to not enjoy that pleasure just because of what somebody else is doing? So I actually think what he had to say is incredibly thoughtful, and I give him a lot of credit for it, and I give him credit for saying this is the way he feels and this is the way he's going to deal with it. And frankly, I don't think there's a wrong answer. I think if you say I'm never going to another Raider game again, you have the absolute right to do that. And I think if you say, you know what, I'm not going to let Mark Davis take away my joy for the next 2 or 3 years, I think that's very fair too. So I think what he said was right on the money, to tell you the truth, for the way he felt.
Well said. NBA Insider, co-host of Warriors Wrap-Up and NBA This Week, Matt Steinmetz with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey,
yes, 90.
Joe, did you see who won the Pennsylvania High School State Basketball Championship?
They still hold that tournament.
6A. 6A, Joe. Schools of like 4,000. Schools that could beat a lot of college teams. It was Reading High School in Reading, Pennsylvania. They won their first state championship in school history. Reading, Joe, where basketball is beautiful.
Reading, PA. Home of the AA Reading Phillies, if I'm not mistaken.
Great call in a refurbished stadium, and they draw very well.
City's a dump, Steiny, but thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. We look forward to it next week.
So cold. All right, man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.